Chapter 2. Hot, jagged pieces of rock flew in all directions as the first mortar exploded. It was immediately followed by two more. Scrambling for their gear, team members yelled out their call signs and that they were up, ready to engage in the fight. As they raced toward the areas they were responsible for covering, Berglund grabbed one of his junior guys, a man named Moss. Pointing at the women, he yelled, "Get them to the pit!" The pit was a subterranean interrogation facility from the days when the Iraqis had used the fort as a detention facility. It was the safest place for Ashley and her girlfriends.
"And bring back the belt fed!"
Berglund roared over the din, calling for the team's lightweight medium machine gun. The mortars continued to rain down, knocking out huge sections of wall and scoring a direct hit on the fort's last remaining tower as Moss rushed the women toward the stairs. At the bottom was a huge metal door that had been propped open with a large piece of stone. Moss herded the women inside, snatched up the 24-pound machine gun, and grabbed as many cans of .338 Norma Magnum ammo as he could carry.
"Get to the back of the room," he instructed, "and don't come out until one of us comes for you."
Knocking the stone out of the way, he bent his shoulder into the heavy door and gave it a shove. He was halfway up the stairs before it clanged shut. Outside on the fort's decrepit battlements, the gun battle was on. Berglund was firing his suppressed rifle in controlled bursts when Moss charged into the courtyard.
"Hurry up with that belt fed," he shouted.
Moss ran to him, dropped the ammo cans, and began setting up the weapon.
"Did they get to the pit?"
He was about to respond when another mortar round came screeching in and exploded inside the courtyard. It blew out half the wall near the stairs, only feet from where he had just been.
"Did they get to the pit?"
Berglund repeated, yelling above the ringing in his ears.
"They're safe,"
Moss shouted back. Berglund pointed with the barrel of his rifle toward the southeast.
"There's at least 50 of them, maybe more, armed with AKs and RPGs.
"Who the hell are they?"
"Who the fuck cares? Start putting rounds on them."
Using the night vision scope mounted to the top of the machine.